Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on chakras. And our intention today is that all your chakras might be in alignment and in harmony. But before we get started, let me tell you about what's happening at the Institute. Tomorrow, we're actually having an open house and free sound healing workshop from 1 to 6 p.m. If you're in the area, come on down. If you're not, come on down. And we'll be going through all the different aspects of sound healing, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We'll be doing a lot of sound meditations, playing bowls, and doing a lot of voice work and putting people on sound tables. People can play with all the instruments in our store as well. And it's a great time. Get blissed out and vibrated into bliss. And we also have our next semester coming up around January 24th in the Sound Healing and Therapy Certificate Program. It's a 3.5 month program, and you can. It's basically Monday through Wednesday nights and Saturdays, and we also have the same program at online, which actually starts. I think this week actually starts this week, or you can also start next week, as well, and that's also. Works really well. We go over everything and do toning, chanting, and mantras. We do a lot of voice work, very interactive with live instructors. If you can't make it here, it works really quite well. Or if you can't make it to the live classes online, you can also watch videos on your own time as well. That's about how sound affects you. Physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We've got about 10 different instructors, so you get a full perspective as well. We also have the audio recording program, Recording Arts and Technology program, where you learn about running a recording program like Pro Tools or Logic or any digital audio workstation. And you learn how to use it in a way that really lights people up, because we talk about how to use it and how the different equipment affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually. We also teach you how to embed binaural beats in music, how to tune to frequency of different chakras even, and to tune to anything in different tuning systems. And also just the basics of how to use all the programs, which cuts across any type of program. So that's, you could actually jump into that program. We're doing it online. Actually, we're doing online and at the Institute. We're doing a hybrid where you can do half and half right now. Otherwise, the next start time will be around January 24th also at the Institute. We also have our Sound Healing Therapy Center, where you can book a treatment to find your home note. We call it your soul note. And then we give you a CD and that key so you can go to a place of peace and stillness where everything is humming whenever you might like. Also, if you're wanting to get a crystal bowl, it's really great. I think it's the best bowl you can get is one that's tuned to your home note. We can also find your voice note as well. If you want to set up an appointment, we'll do that for free if you want to buy a bowl. We also can do voice analysis. Also, we're now selling the voice analysis program. It's used to be called the Voice Bio. It's now called Voice Analysis Harmony, the VA system. And it's only $888, used to be like around $1,300. But we also, if you don't want to buy the whole program, you can actually just get a treatment where we find what frequencies are missing and we give you a CD and that key. And it's really good for specific issues and problems with organs or even diseases. We also do tuning fork treatments. We do massage on the sound table. We do a combo treatment where we do voice and crystal bowls and tuning forks, the full range of instruments. So we got about 15 different treatments. You can find them all at soundtherapycenter.com. We also have our store where we've got a whole bunch of crystal bowls, alchemy bowls, Tibetan bowls. We've got the crystal harp, which is a quartz crystal tubes, which is really incredible. We've got log drums, wooden drums that are really beautiful. We've also got the sansulas. We've got didgeridoos, and we have the sound tables and sound lounges, which are really effective. We also have sound pillows and dolphins, and also the bass pod, which is a little subwoofer you can put right on the body that's very effective. You can find all of this at soundoflove.com, soundoflove.com. You can also call me at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. We also do have a full range of CDs. We've got over 60 CDs for sleep, for depression, for opening your heart, for a full range of issues. And we have frequency CDs that you can put right on the body that are from the frequencies of Peter Guy Manners that he collected over around Europe. And those frequencies, you don't listen to them, you just put them right on the body for muscles or nerves or tendons and ligaments. And so you just wrap the headphones around wherever you have the problem. We also have them for endocrine glands or chronic fatigue or depression, a full range of issues. And you can find that in our store at soundoflove.com. And we also have my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. It's the number one selling book in the field of sound healing. Covers how to do sound physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we've got a downloadable version or the physical book or an interactive book where you can actually get sounds and music and guided meditations that go along with the book as well. And that's at, actually you'll find it at soundhealingcenter.com, but the direct link is completeguidetosoundhealing.com. Okay. So, chakras. You know, often I do these shows based on what I need, right? It's like, I always think, okay, I could do something really interesting or different. And then I think, okay, I could do something that will be helpful for myself. And, you know, we've probably done this show quite a few times, but it's probably one of the most important sound healing treatments there is, because it will get rid of anxiety. It can get rid of anxiety. It can get rid of panic attacks. I used to have panic attacks 30 years ago, and I found that if I did a sound healing treatment on my chakras, the panic attack would not only go away, but I would be in complete bliss. This is huge, especially since so many people have a lot of anxiety today, these days, not just today. I mean, because of fires and earthquakes and tsunamis and hurricanes. I mean, goodness, the full range, not to mention all of these new frequencies that are coming into the planet that are changing our consciousness, whether we like it or not. It's really raising our vibration and making us really anxious on the way, right? So this is really important and one of the most powerful ways to work with anxiety there is. I really believe it. You know, I know a woman actually that lived upstairs in my house a few years ago, and she committed suicide because she had had panic attacks for years. I didn't even know. And, you know, it's like if people knew, you know, even if this were 10% effective, we haven't really tested it, but I bet you it's more than 50% effective. I wouldn't doubt it's like 80, 90% effective if you really do it, really get into it and do it. So the whole meditation is to simply go through and find the frequency of each of the chakras. Before we do it, though, I want to play a song to get you in the zone. This song is called Chakra Star, and it's actually on our Nutri-Energetic CD called Journey Through the Matrix, which is our second Nutri-Energetic CD. And in this song, I go through each chakra for 1 minute. So it's about an 8-minute song. And it basically goes up octave by octave through the chakras and uses different instruments that resonate the different chakras as well. So let's listen to Chakra Star and tune in to each chakra as it goes. The root chakra is the earth. You'll hear a bit of water for the second chakra, a bit of fire that people think is distortion, but it's actually fire crackling for the third chakra, and then a bit of air for the fourth chakra, and then you'll hear more bells, atoning for the fifth, and then sixth is bells, and seventh, there's really high frequencies. So tune in to each chakra as you listen to Chakra Star here. So let me walk you through a chakra treatment on yourself. The key to this treatment is to simply find the frequency of each chakra yourself, instead of relying on different notes for chakras, which could be different from person to person. We actually just look at the frequency, or any frequency that could be different from person to person. You just find it yourself. And it's not critical that you get the frequency right, but over time you might find that you're going to the same note, same frequency. The important part is simply to have a consistent tone for that chakra. Because any problem in the body always starts with an inconsistent tone, a chaotic tone, which is like fear, anxiety, anger, or any of the lower emotions. Could even be frustration, or it could be pain, right? Or it could just be basic stress. It's like all of those are inconsistent vibrations that I commonly refer to as buzzing. They're a buzz, as opposed to consistent tone, which are the vowels. So the whole point is to get the chakras humming consistently, like any vowel. Not even critical that you use the correct vowel, but it's just important to have the consistency. So often people talk about having chakras balanced. Sonia Choquette wrote a book called True Balance, where she talks about chakras either being too stagnant, not really humming at all, or overamped, where they're really, right? So you can always check in on any chakra and see, is it there? Can you even feel it? Or is it just really whacked out? And then to get it humming consistently. So you might need to calm it down. You might need to activate it. But the most basic is the consistency. So let's tune in to the root chakra at the base of your spine. And often think of it as about grounding. It's also about abundance. It's our connection. It's our physical health, basis of our physical health. And it's also our connection to the earth. We tune in to the base of the spine, or some people go lower to the perineum. And listen for a note or sound or frequency that feels really good, a nice low note that feels really comfortable at that spot at the base of your spine or perineum. I like to do it silently first, so it's not based on my voice, it's based more on what feels right in my body. So go to the base of your spine or perineum and listen for a note. You could do a frequency sweep, just do a different frequency and find it that way, or some people can just go right to it. Just play with different notes that feel right for your root chakra, a nice low note, right? And get it in your head, humming at the base of your spine or perineum. So just visualize it humming there. I often think of it as a sphere of sound, sphere of vibration, just vibrating at the base of the spine or perineum, vibrating consistently, okay? So find the note and get it humming there. Silently first. Okay, I got it. okay, now keep it vibrating there. Imagine it vibrating there. And now make it out loud. For me, it's often lower than I can make, but you can do a little higher note. Just make it out loud and vibrate it at the base of your spine or perineum. You can also use a color. Red is a traditional color. I actually like gold for the root chakra. And then you can also just try different colors. Maybe you need a dark blue today for your root chakra. Or you can start with the traditional ones. And again, even the color is a consistent vibration, stable vibration that you're feeling at the base of your spine. It's often nice to ask also, how grounded are you? How much are you in your root chakra? Are you in your head a lot? If so, you might work more to get in your body, do more hikes, do more sound with low bass where you can feel the vibration. Do things to get you in your body. Exercise, really good. Qigong is probably the best. Okay. So let that vibration continue at the base of your spine and go up to the second chakra. The second chakra is often about emotions. I'll often ask people, how easily do you let go of your emotions? If you don't let go of your emotions, you could have stuck energy or stagnant energy in your second chakra. The second chakra is about water, so it's about flow. The first chakra is about earth. So tune in to the second chakra below your belly button and listen for a sound there. Again, do it in your head and get a frequency like a sphere of sound vibrating at your second chakra. It's also about sensuality besides emotional. Okay. Can you feel it vibrating at the just below your belly button? Okay, I got it. Now go ahead and make it out loud. You can, if you don't feel right, you can always play it, go try a little higher, a little lower. It's not necessarily going to be the same note that I come up with. Whatever feels comfortable. And again, don't worry about getting it right. Just make sure you do a vowel sound, which of course everybody does anyway. And that's the consistent tone. That feels better to me. You can use the orange for that or find another color that works. Okay. Now let's go up to the third chakra. And this one's about power and will, about being in your power, being able to manifest things. And also not being above or below people. I often ask, are you often or ever above people where you're frustrated with people or even angry or upset, or below people where you're insecure, don't feel good enough, feel criticized, or are you in your power, equal to others? So listen for the frequency at your solar plexus, right where the bones end of your ribs, and go into your stomach. Listen for that note there and get it humming consistently. Okay, and make it out loud. Mm-hmm. Yellow is the traditional color, but again, you can try other colors. I really like yellow for the third chakra myself. Okay, go up to the heart chakra. Listen for its note. The heart chakra is about love. Oh, what I like to ask is, how much love do you have in your life? Can you open your heart easily? How easily can you open your heart? Can really, by asking these questions, you can really find out if you have issues in that area. You might intuitively already know. In fact, you probably definitely intuitively know when there's an issue with any chakra energetically. If your heart's been shut down for a while, or the third chakra, you're like upset a lot or not feeling good enough, or the second, you're emotionally a mess, right? Or just got a lot of emotions that just are not flowing, or your root chakra where you're not in your body, right? So it's easy to tell when there's issues with each one. So for the heart chakra, listen for the note of your heart chakra. And get it vibrating silently right around your thymus, which is right next to your heart in the middle. Okay, now make that one out loud. You can feel it in your body. We're getting consistency at every level. Of course, we do it much longer when you do this. We're doing it very short right now. Good to do 3 or 4 minutes per chakra. And then we go a little higher to, the heart chakra is normally green, although some people use pink for the higher heart chakra. Go up to the throat. Throat chakra is about expression. Are you able to express yourself easily? A lot of women have trouble expressing themselves because they've been squashed by men for thousands and thousands of years, including being squashed these days in many cultures, including our own, right? Or harassed. And then there's also, men also have trouble expressing themselves as well. So listen for the note of your throat chakra and get it humming consistently in your throat. If you have thyroid issues, this one can be really helpful. And then make it out loud. Color is blue. I like a light blue for my throat chakra. Okay, coherence, instability. That's what it's all about. Okay, then we get to the third eye. The third eye is about intuition, about vision in life, clarity of mind. Tune into your third eye and listen for a frequency up there. Get it humming consistently. And then make it out loud. Effective. The color is purple or lavender for the third eye. Some I like to use white light or clear light for the third eye as well. Okay, go up to the crown chakra. Often ask, how open is your crown? Are you able to open your crown chakra to source energy and connect to spirit at will? That's a good one. That's a really good one to learn, to be able to connect at will to spirit and source energy through your crown. Listen for a frequency way up there. Get it humming consistently. Nice. It's often too high for me to make out loud, but go ahead and make it out loud. Right? I like to do this one silently. Still a consistent frequency. Some people use purple still, or I really like clear light for the crown chakra. White light could be cool too. Cool. Now, let's do a frequency sweep from the crown chakra down to the root, and do it slow enough so you feel each frequency as you go by, but fast enough so there's still a flow. Because what we're doing is we're running Kundalini energy, which is an actual flow of energy. So you want to feel the flow, but slow enough so you can feel each chakra as the frequency goes by. So it's like this, go from high to low. Okay. Now let's go back up again. Feel each chakra. You can tell if there's still a blockage in a chakra, because as you go up or down, and if you don't feel that chakra very well, it's good to stop and go and do some more work on it and harmonize it even more. So you can notice if you really feel each chakra as you go by it. Okay, so let's go from low to high. Okay, let's go back down. Kitty's enjoying this. Okay. That's it. Do that. I do it just about every morning before I get out of bed. I also, if I'm feeling really scattered or ungrounded, I'll do it. It's amazing. It's especially amazing before I get out of bed, because then I feel so lit up and so in my body. And if I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't go to sleep, I'll just do exactly what we just did, and in 5 minutes or 10 minutes, I'm back to sleep. It's amazing. If I got anything emotional going on, or especially any anxiety, it is so effective, because it's all about consistency. I remember when I used to have panic attacks, I once woke up in the middle of the night in a panic attack and was completely out of my body. And I could tell that each of my endocrine glands, because endocrine glands are connected to the chakras, were not humming. They were totally inactive. They were buzzing. Every one of them was like, eh. And so I just, since my body wasn't working, I just went out of my body, right? And I simply did this. I started toning each chakra to each endocrine gland. You don't even have to know the endocrine glands, just do the chakras and it will do it. And within 5 minutes, actually 3 minutes, I was completely back to normal. Unbelievable. It's like no more Xanax, no more panic, no more anxiety ever, because you have the perfect tool that not only gets rid of it, but completely gets you really high and in the zone and present in your body and humming in a healthy way. It's wonderful. Everybody, I mean, kids should be taught this when they're 2 years old, you know, or at least five, you know. I mean, goodness gracious, this is so powerful and so effective. We just wouldn't have, if we did it in schools, we just can't call them chakras, right? We'll just call them, you know, places in the body. Okay. So now let's listen to a guided meditation where we go through each of the chakras and get them all humming simultaneously. Because ideally, the best chakra treatment is where you end up with each chakra humming all at the same time. And that's where the Kundalini energy starts flowing, is when they're all, when you're tuned in to all seven of them simultaneously. And that's what this guided meditation is about. Chakra G, and it's also tuned to 432 hertz. So tune in to all chakras at the same time with this meditation. Each chakra is a different, a same note, a different octave. Enjoy.
Chakra, your grounding, and connect your root chakra to the lowest frequency you can hear in this music. Bring that frequency into your root. Second chakra, while keeping the frequency of the first chakra going. The second chakra is your emotions and sensuality. The second chakra is an octave higher. Hear both frequencies, lower and the higher. Both chakras at the same time humming. First. first chakra. And second. Third chakra. All three going at the same time now. First chakra and second, third chakra, your heart chakra, fifth chakra, all five chakras at the same time now. First chakra and second, third chakra, your heart chakra, fifth chakra, third eye. first chakra. And second. Third chakra. Chakra.
and presence in all chakras, at least through the evening, through the whole weekend, through the week ahead, months ahead. Imagine in this stillness forever. Take care, and thanks for listening.